And from adjoining that, we also reach Guru Govind. All these places having darshan, all of you have come back here. First of all, we went to Khelwan, which is popularly known as today as Shailgar. We reached there. Krishna, along with Prakash, used to play the different games. Radhaji also with the Sakis used to play there, perform her pastime. That's why that place is known as Khelwan. Khel means playing. Sometime, Jatila, the mother-in-law of Radhaji, and Radhaji's sister-in-law, Kutila, they were against Radhaji and spread all over breast that she is unchaste. They criticized Radhaji like this. Once Krishna became sick, very many doctors came, but these could not be rectified. In the end, Yogamaya came. She said, some chaste lady from Yamunaji, if she brings water in a pot which has 1,000 holes, then Krishna will be saved, otherwise he cannot be saved. Everybody said, Jatila, she is very chaste, she is Yogamaya gave her one pot which had 1,000 holes, and she gave to her to bring water from Jamuna. If you bathe Krishna with this water, Krishna will be okay with them. She used to consider herself very chaste. She went to that place, and when she dumped the pot in the water, of course all the water left the pot. She immediately left that place and went back to her home. After that, Kutila was called. Kutila also tried to fill the water. She filled the pot, but that water left this pot also. She also became embarrassed and left. She did not show her face to anybody out of embarrassment. Then, whoever was, many people were called, but nobody turned up in the end. One of them said, Radhaji should be called. Okay, you go. He addressed Radhaji. Then maybe Krishna will be saved. Otherwise, because Radhaji went. And she filled the water in this pot. One drop also did not escape this pot. And she brought this water. Konakuji performed Abhishek to Krishna with this water. And then he got up completely free from the disease. Everybody, they get to speak that Jatila and Kutila, they are not chaste. Radhaji is completely chaste. Krishna himself has proved this by this pastime. This person was performed in Telangana. From there, we went to Ramghat. About those pastimes in those places, Vekana Swaraj. English.
Because most people say, how can you bring Krishna to form Rasa Leela? And then they say, not only the holder. Now, why are we not directly ownership to this water. And from this part of the shore, that shore that was built into the sea was a right of standard that other day engaged in the threat. And remember, acts in such a manner of the shelter places during the life. So, in this way, we should have learned from God. And this is the memory and the beautiful moment that we are trying to conjure up when the movie is all done.
And Yamunaji was full. Yamuna is the Shaka. She is the Shaka. Vishaka Sati. Then how could he pull this Vishaka Sati? Vishakaji. Vishakaji is Radhaji Sati. And this Nagapaka, which enters into the ocean, that is Yamuna. The Sakhi of Alaji is Vishakha, but that who is going to the ocean, that is her Vaibhav Prakash, separate. So that Yamuna was full, which is going towards the ocean and merges with the ocean. So that is why there is no fault in this translation.
Here in the story, Krishna Chandra's title explains And Krishna has a separate group of gopis, and Balaram also has a separate group of gopis. Here has doubt come that how can Balaram have all of the Guna, who is otherwise Vishaka, who is Krishna's devotee? And the answer is given, she is a portion of the Yoguna, which flows toward the ocean, which flows to Trinity. She is the wife of the ocean. So in that portion of the Buddha, they are really giving Balaram to have to work.
The hard one. Krishna level.
Okay. So, under the guidance of Srila Gurudev, Prashant and Srila Mahaprabhu, we went to Vihara. So, Vihara was a place of Sura, Dharaka and Kalantan, and also the place of Sri Krishna's taking house. That we know that Sri Krishna used to stay in the heavenly house there. Sri Krishna, he early morning to go for taking house. And that time, Mother Yashoda followed him. And despite the difficult time of the days of this is all of Krishna, she said, tell us to go back. And she would say, no, tell us. When he got there, he was right. He said, right. Then, after following him, he would say, so again, he should say that, let me just catch the mantras to protect your father. Then,
and he is very tired. Shantokram
design. It's a place where it's decorated traditional You are a very religious person. You are the parent of the Sahara or Mamma and the Yashida. Very religious person. You don't know what to do to ask that. And Krishna said, Gopas, who tells me that these clothes are belonging to you? So many people from the day, so many ladies, why should you do those? So you should come one by one and get your clothes and give them to you. They said, no, no, they don't have to do that. You go away. You go away. You come and get me my offer. Krishna said, there are many, some of you will give the clothes of another woman, and I will be responsible for this test, what will happen. And this way there is another guy who is trying to bring themselves. And Krishna, he said in the Shiva Bhagavan, he treats the devils just like dogs, completely from the humanity of the But because there is so much of love for him, actually, although he was looking to extravagant man with them, so they were smiling and shining, looking at him and actually they were not showing the whole thing. But Krishna told him, no, now, you have to come up and take your clothes. And then he said, well, actually, we will take the water for one more month, spend the, you know, blood bath. They were trying to protect from the way to come out and take the blood. But Krishna said, no problem. Actually, being inspired by your service, I will also spend one month here. So your service is with you. You can come over and take the sheep. So finally, Gopis could see that they went all the way out and started to push each other, two conference, two conference, two conference. But no one came there to come out. And then they came out, and then they went over one line, which I just don't know about that, they're going on a line of two, one after that. And they went hiding with the hair, with the hands, with the shackles. And Krishna said, no longer. You have written to ask, so what kind of hair is there to do that? The power of hair is very much deep. And just come out, one by one, just get this song. And even when someone said this, there were so many obstacles, so many promotions, and at least that the pressure was you wouldn't let go. So finally, they had, you know, they had agreed with the order, and one by one they came out, Krishna even let them know all the expenses, both hands, both the heads, so there would be no shyness left. No. Because he said, you have to come to the family of Baruda, by making it, it's not proper just for correlation. The time for building one hand, following the atomic parts with another hand, and none of that, and that's just to both hands on the head. Why do you say, please, that? Let's just come one by one, get them there, go. So one of the teaching here, is that if you want to come in front of Krishna, we must give up every religion of that Krishna. We must get up fully from Krishna and whatever you want, and there shouldn't be anything between him and us. So we have heard many times, Srila Madhava Maharaj, when he tells the story of Prabhupada, when somebody was calling for Krishna, especially was calling with one hand, but holding your hand with the other hand. Krishna will come. So finally, she read both hands in the feet of both your side. Krishna was not impressed. So finally, when she read both hands and completely dependent on him, then he came. So in a similar way, Krishna is teaching that to come to me, because he completely completely, surrender, and there should be no attachment whatsoever to that. Otherwise, you cannot go.
Switch it off, your transmitter. Don't use your transmitter. Don't use your transmitter. It's disturbing my translation. Don't use. Don't use transmitter. It's interfering with the frequency. Check. Yesterday also some devotees complained to me. It's still interfering. Yesterday some devotees called. Be careful. Somebody will say then switch it on. If somebody says switch it on. First of all, I'm offering my respect to Lord Vishnu Pad, Ashutosh Rishabh, Krishna Gaptiradhan, Ravam Gosvami Maharaj, and I'm offering my innumerable obeisances. Okay. And thereafter, all the sannyasi brethren, all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis present here, I offer my respects. Has ordered me to speak something about Vatsavan. You went, all of you went in curriculum, you must have heard. Vatsavan means the calves. Calves. All day long, Krishna would raise these calves in the forest. That place is called Vatsavan. Sometimes he is joking with the shakas, sometimes he is eating prasad with them, sharing. One day, sometimes he is joking with them, and all the devotees, the shakas, they were all having prasad. When these cows were grazing during that time, in the forest, Ramaji saw from up in the sky. He saw the Agasur, when the demon Agasur is killed by Krishna. That time, the soul of Agasur, it was shared in the sky for some time. Then Krishna came out from his mouth. That time, his soul merged in Krishna's lotus feet. And Ramaji became very astonished. I want to see some more of his such sweet master to see this, to use his own intelligence. He could have said to Krishna, it would have been something else. But not praying to Krishna, he used his own intelligence. Why? Because when Krishna is going for making the cows, when he would return back to Braj, the cows would not give milk until unless Krishna would return. Why? Only when Krishna would return again in the village, all the motherly gopis, they would kiss Krishna. In the end, Mother Yashoda would also kiss Krishna, take her in her lap and would enter inside. The motherly gopis, they had such emotion that, oh, if Krishna would make my son, then we also, just like Mother Yashoda, we would take Krishna in our lap and take him in our home. We would make him sleep, give him rest, like this. Such emotions they had. And the Braj Kishori, the younger gopis, they had this mood that if Krishna was my beloved, then we would have got married together, would have stayed together. But the Krishna's daily routine is that Krishna's principle is that through one task, he can do many tasks. So, now Krishna, remember Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya herself attracted Ramaji from Dharma Loka to this place. And she bewildered Ramaji's intelligence so that he will use his own intelligence now. Now, Ramaji now, because he is the creator, he made a field of the grass a little distance away from where they were grazing. The cows saw this grass, they went further, finished that grass, went a little further ahead, created by Brahmaji, little more green grass in the field. Like that, they kept on falling. Far away, they went just from Krishna. Now all the friends are joking with each other, and they saw that where are the cows gone now? Oh, the Gopas welcome the cows and the cows. Now without the cows, how can we run back to Braj? If we go back without the cows, our parents will be very disturbed. They would start worrying. Everybody started searching for the cows. Krishna said, "Oh Sakhas, you sit here. Where you sir? I'll just play my flute. The cows will come back. Nothing to worry. I will see. When Krishna went, in one hand he has yogurt and rice. He has in one right hand, and within two fingers there is achar, pickle. Some pickle is there. Krishna is now gone to search for the sakhas. Ramaji, in the meanwhile, he also stole the sakhas and he hid them in the car in one cave. Now Lord Krishna is Bhagavan Krishna. Simultaneously, he is all-knowing and also he is bewildered also by the effect of yoga maya. Now he's become acting bewildered. He is completely bewildered now. Now he's searching, where are the cars? Where are my sakhas? Now this yoga rice is just in his hand and he's starting to worry. He cannot keep this. How can I leave all of them and go back? Alone, I will come back to Braj. What the Brajavasi will speak? Oh, Kanwar, where is my son? Where are the cows? I will be asked so many questions. Krishna is worried. And he was very worried. Then Yogamaya reminded him that you are also all-knowing. He is Sarvagya, all-knowing. He is the potency of all-knowing. Then he understands that what has happened, that it is Brahmaji's task. Then he expanded himself into all the cows and all the sakhas. And then every day now he is coming from Braj, going to Braj every day, and he is behaving exactly as come, he will act as me. Krishna, if he will speak with somebody, he can hypnotize that person and nobody will make of any difference. And now, just like if he is going to his own, somebody is going to his own room, which servant will dare to stop? All the servants, when he is going as Brahmaji, now when real Brahma is coming, he is being stopped. Oh, where are you going? Who are you? Brahmaji said. Oh, he chanted their name, the name of the, oh, you also know our name, he gave it to us. If you move one step ahead, I will hit you on your head. What do you think, Brahma? You said, you gone mad or what? Brahma said, I am not mad, you are imposter. Our Prabhu is sitting inside. Our Prabhu has ordered us that some imposter is coming, taking my share. If you move one step ahead, I'm going to finish you. Brahmaji returned back, afraid, what's happening, bewildered, and he's meditating, and he's beginning to understand that, oh, it is Bhagavan Krishna himself expanded as my form. Then he became very fearful, and again he came back to this planet of birth and death, Marthalo, in Braj. He comes there, and then 1 year has passed within this time. Then he offered pranam. And he got up and saw that all the sakhas, all the cars, their sticks, their clothes, everything becomes four-handed form. He wants to show to Brahmaji that it's not that I am only your worshipable. All my sakhas, all my cars, all the clothes, everything, they are such a man. They are spiritual. They are your worshipable. Why he did not show Krishna Roop? Because Brahmaji is worshipping the four-handed form. Ramakrishnaya Vishnu. So when he saw this, then cow grazing is also going on, and these are expanded hair of him. Brahmaji begins to think that when I see this side, then maybe he's grazing the cows, and when I see that side, then maybe he hides from there from here. Because having four heads, but two heads, he's watching in one direction, two heads, he's watching in this direction. But he says that both of them are present. Then he becomes even further bewildered. Then he begins to pray to Krishna now in these slokas. First, he's offering his obeisances. Why? Because Brahmaji has fear in his heart. If I do not offer pranam, then maybe he will become angry with me. Then he is describing his beauty, his form. Srimad Bhagavat, Krishna's three forms have been described. Our Adi Guru Brahmaji is describing his beauty to the Yagpatnis, and the Braj Gopis have also described his beauty. Then Krishna, Brahmaji says further this flow. I know the form, beauty, past tense of Lord. Let them speak. This is beyond me. Who can know all this? Only who gets the mercy of the Lord. Whose mercy is manifest in their hearts, only they can know your form, your past times, your associates. So, it's not possible. Then further he's praying that maybe in Braj I will not be able to take birth in any form, but at least in Gokul, give me a place, residence. Further he says, but not in Braj, but in Gokul. The Gokul is less. Okay, if not even Gokul, then maybe give me birth in smaller species, in the low class species. If this is also not possible, maybe let me be born as a stone, then also my life is successful. Especially in Braj, those who sweepers of the Braj, and those females, when they come back to their places, their dirty feet, they will keep the claim on me. I become such a stone. Brahmaji himself, if he's saying like this, what to speak about us? So we have heard from Gurudev that English. Our aim is to know this goal, and we have to perform our silence, keeping our goal in mind, and follow this process, watch over your program, etc. We have to start from this, and only we can proceed further. From what one our yatra went to? Say, when Brahmaji is watching one side, the 2 feet say means that. And also, he sings Krishna and says, say, oh, it is that Supreme Personality of Godhead, for Brahma, that place came to be known as say from there on. Somewhere, there is one village. He is offering all prayers and 40 shlokas, and Krishna is keeping his hand on Sri Sridhar Sagar's shoulder and twisting his pastime lotus, and the friends of Sakas of Krishna are speaking Chamo, and Chamo means four-headed, so that Chamo, then our yatra came to Garud Govind, performing his pastime. Krishna once, he made Balaram into Garud, and he climbed on his shoulders and he started performing such pastime. So from Garud Govind, this is known as the door to Bhakti. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing. Srila Bhagavatam also describes that Harinam is the boat and the boatman is the Guru. Without taking the shelter of Guru, to cross this ocean of material birth, material ocean of birth and death, it is impossible. That's why we describe in Bhagavatam this shloka. Who wants to know about his supreme welfare, he must take shelter of Gurudev. And Gurudev should also be expert in Shruti Shastras, etc. He must have knowledge of all the Shastras, especially the essence of all the Shastras, Srimad Bhagavatam. He must have full knowledge about the scripture. And that is why, because he must be able to clear all the doubts of his disciples. He must be renounced from the material sense objects. Means that taking the shelter of Gurudev the Gurudev should have the following symptoms. He should be well versed in all the Shastras, Vedas, etc. and should be able to clear all the doubts of his disciples, all the questions of his disciples he must be able to answer. Who has performed bhajan of Bhagavan with firm determination, and also he has realization, some realization of the Lord. Attaining the mercy of Bhagavan, some realization of the Lord. And he is able to infuse that currency in his disciples. One who is free from lust, greed, etc. is not bound by all the such guru. If you take shelter of, only then bhakti will progress and you will attain prem. Otherwise, it's not possible to attain prem. Srila Rupa Goswami, about this one, he has said these words. Guru Padrasya, should take the shelter of the late lotus feet and should accept the initiation mantras and study Bhagavatam in his association and should learn about the etiquette of the Vaishnav, Salachar, of the etiquette of the Vaishnav, and with firm determination should serve, firm faith should serve the Gurudev. In this way, one is set to take shelter of Gurudev's feet. Before taking initiation in the mantra, the disciple can say with his guru, for some days he should serve his Gurudev. And to see his character, is there some fault in his character? Is he well versed in the scriptures or no? Then he develops firm faith in Gurudev, then he can accept initiation. And Gurudev also sees that he is qualified to become my disciple. Has he come to take bhakti from me or something else? Then only he gives him diksha also. This is called Guru Parasakti. Mutually they try to understand each other. They will understand whether he is fit to be my guru, and the guru also tests whether he is fit to be a disciple. After initiation, but guru will teach him about the method of performing bhajan and he will teach him Srimad Bhagavatam. Thereafter, he serves Gurudev further what is known as service to Guru. So Sanjara Bhagavad is describing, just like a chaste wife is always absorbed in serving her husband and she doesn't remember anything else. She is completely absorbed in serving her husband. Similarly, my service of Guru if he has served from divination, even though he may not be able to perform Shravan, Kirtan, Sara, etc., but he has formed faith, he will be able to understand all the essence of all the scriptures. Understand again. Suppose somebody serving Gurudev is not very educated, nothing, not very intelligent, but he is not listening, not performing kirtan day and night, but he is serving Gurudev. He doesn't even have time for anything else, performing his own bhajan. Then all the essence of scriptures will still manifest in his heart and he will enter into the path of bhakti. Shankaracharya had many, many disciples and one of the disciples was not educated but he used to keep serving him. One day he took Shankaracharya's clothes and he went to the other side in Badrinath and he went to the other side of the river. He's washing his clothes and drying them. It took a long time. That time his other disciples, they began to show Padmapad, etc. Other disciples, they began to show restlessness. And he said, please start your discourses. He didn't utter any word, Shankaracharya. He was still waiting for his disciples. Oh, let him come. But the disciples saying, he doesn't know anything, you speak. He didn't start speaking anything. Then running, he came to this place and he spoke such beautiful poetry in such difficult scholarly language. He began to offer prayers to his Gurudev. All the so-called scholarly disciples of his became astonished. It's Deva Parabhakti. Who will serve Gurudev in such a manner? Just like Krishna, all the essence of all the scriptures manifest in his heart. Translation.
Kalutavya, a white society, and that site will inspire us with an understanding of the necessity of making shelter a lot of my roots. After making shelter a lot of my roots, the spirit master will struggle to start off on the process of honor and the property behavior of the teacher by itself, that is called Kalutavya. Jujiro Sankar, by hearing Master Shastra, the Russian religious continuously, Shraddha, or faith awakening. That Shraddha is characterized by unflinching faith, that one understands my own duty to perform my own public service, but I have to perform my own, I need a spiritual answer. After taking shelter of the Guru, one of all the forms which is on the air of the Guru, one of the seven Gurus, full infinity, and from here dwells the purpose of balance. The relationship to the Guru, who we have by talking to the Guru, makes very close, like almost like an imperial expression, in some close, so near and dear. This Guru Seva is the doorway by which to enter the kingdom of Bhakti. Therefore, Mahārāja has also said that, in the name of Mahārāja Sūkāvāṁ, Mahārāja Sūkāvāṁ, Guru Sāvāṁ, the Spirit of Mahārāja is like a captain, to come to take the boat of the human body across the ocean of birth and death. Therefore, Śrīmad Bhāgavatam has said, Sāmsāra Guru Sāvāṁ, Jnāna, Spirit of Mahārāja, Sāmsāra Guru Sāvāṁ, Sāmsāra Guru Sāvāṁ, Sāmsāra Guru Sāvāṁ, is a type of thing. If you ask for your woman, how I can achieve the source of auspiciousness in my life, therefore I want to understand that because of the city of all of my group. What is the people that are going to my spiritual master? He must be completely expert in all the shastras, especially the essence of the shastra which is Srimad Bhagavatam. He must be free and be able to dispel the doubts of the disciples. He must be able to bend the heart of the disciples and power of the disciples. And the priest, he must be free from all types of bad passions and behavior. But the rest of the perfection is through your master, by which Mahatma, one will achieve all perfection. Therefore, he has another way to discuss the students of such group. He must be able to live in the Veda, the sense of human knowledge. He can dispel all doubt. The hearing now of Master Paul Bhattar is in full place with confession. Because of performing Bhattar in Shastra Bhattar, he must have some realization of the Lord himself. He has the power to power, he has the power to pursue the disciples with enthusiasm for the performance of Hari Bhattar. Such a bonafide spiritual master must be free from all types of fear and attachment. And he must be free from the control of the six enemies, like love, greed, anger, envy, madness, and illusion. By the service of the spiritual master, one will achieve Paramahansa, otherwise, never. Therefore, Srimad Mahaprabhu explained the Sri Guru of Swamipada, the 64 limits of devotion, and the first five. That's because you have to have a reason that there should be a mutual examination which makes Guru as a disciple.